This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, September 15th, and this, October 15th. This year has flown by, and this is the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex today is Owen Troyer, but you will be hearing from Alex in the next two segments, as well as live Skyping into the show. Many people may be new to InfoWars and InfoWars.com and the Alex Jones Show. And what may have landed you here was our coverage of the Las Vegas massacre. And much like what landed me here about 5 years ago was the fact that something you saw in the news media or something you saw during an investigation of a crime didn't smell right, didn't feel right, and you just didn't feel like you were getting the truth. And so you searched for the truth, and then you ended up here. And then you see what we've done politically, and then you want to stay here and be a part of something that's actually changing the world. So for me, the Las Vegas massacre is just another example of the establishment not getting away with it. They're not getting away with whatever's going on in Hollywood anymore. Look at Weinstein. Look at who else is collapsing. It's not just him. Look at what's going on with NFL ratings down. Don't be surprised if tomorrow you see the same stories of NFL ratings down again today. Look at Hillary Clinton, the candidate that they tried to shove down our throats. Tried to brainwash America into just accepting Hillary Clinton before she even got elected. We completely rebuked that. And no one is believing the official narrative of the Las Vegas shooting. And so we've got more updates from Alex Jones on the other side of this upcoming break here. From all of his sources, the story that he reported first that they're trying to cover up, and all of the eyewitness testimonies that just completely debunk what we're hearing from the official narrative. And one point that Alex Jones is going to make when we come back from break here is you will notice, radio listeners, you can watch us at InfoWars.com/show. You will notice the distinct body language different, the distinct tone of the voice difference in Sheriff Lombardo from when this began and his press conference last Friday. So you're going to hear from Alex Jones on the other side of all the updates on the Vegas cover-up. I don't think we're going to get anything more from the FBI and this official investigation. They'll probably release some commission, a la 9/11 commission, Warren commission, and the official story will be that Stephen Paddock did this all by himself. That's what they're going to go with. That's what they're going to bank on. And it doesn't matter that nobody's buying it. It doesn't matter that we already know about Operation Northwoods. It doesn't matter that we know about the Gulf of Tonkin. It doesn't matter that we know about the underwear bomber, that we know about all of this, that we have the FBI and the CIA sources that even come on this show and tell you what they do and how they do it. But they aren't getting away with the Vegas massacre. So we'll have all the updates on that. Probably take your phone calls. A crazy story. Apple diversity chief apologizes for saying white people can be diverse. We'll give you an update on that. The California wildfires are still ongoing. Death toll at 40 now. That's terrible. Bannon predicts Trump will win a blowout in 2020. Yeah, the Democrats are dead as far as I can tell. And then Trump is dismantling Obamacare right now. And, of course, the left is crying about that. They don't understand that you can't virtue signal over Obamacare because we don't like Obamacare either. So, on the other side, we'll be hearing from Alex Jones. Don't go anywhere.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex Jones today, I am Owen Schroyer. And if you're here, it's because you're looking for the truth. If you're here, it's because you're looking for the tip of the spear. If you're here, it's because you're not believing what the other are telling you. Now, this Las Vegas massacre has a lot of people opening their eyes, questioning the official narrative. Nobody's buying it. Sheriff Lombardo's body language and tone really tell a story. And breaking down that with his sources is Alex Jones. Here is an exclusive report from Alex Jones.
Las Vegas Sheriff Joe Lombardo, even the night of the shooting, was calm and composed. But in subsequent press conferences, he is agitated. He is scared. He acts like he is in fear of his life. And we're about to go to some of those press conference clips here in a moment. But then when you discover who's in control of this investigation, then you understand why he's so concerned and why my sources in federal law enforcement and others are concerned from what they know that the sheriff of Las Vegas is being threatened and that his life is in danger. And that he could be suicided or arconcided at any time to cover up what really happened in Las Vegas.
There's been multiple phone calls and accusations or conjecture coming through social media that there's multiple shooters at other resorts. That has been proven to be false.
Temple 9, I need medical for that caliber to come up to the North Valet.
She said there was no gunfire outside the Bellagio Hotel last night.
Please be advised, now we're getting shots fired at Caesars and the Bellagio.
I don't want to give you a skewed timeline.
I do believe that there was 100% more than one shooter.
It sounded like a gang battle. It sounded like overlapping fire.
We got reports of a guy with a gun here. 705 Victor, what's your location? Right to Paris. Copy, is a male with a 413 at the Paris. Somebody with a 413 at Paris.
Is that reported or confirmed?
Got people running. We got security point trying to point out where the gunman is, and we can't find him.
Yeah, so there was a lady who pushed her way forward into the concert venue into the first row, and she started messing with another lady and told us that we are all going to die tonight. It was about 45 minutes before the shots were actually fired.
There is no conspiracy between the FBI, between LVMPD, and the MGM. And a couple of these items I will read from the narrative, because I don't want my comments to be construed or changed. So I wanted to ensure the accuracy of that. But most of this conference will be done strictly through my narrative provided to you. Okay? The dates of the 25th versus the 28th. This was not breaking news, no matter who believed it to be so in this form. We were aware of the discrepancy of the 28th versus the 25th in the early parts of this investigation. What we weren't aware of is why the date of the 28th was utilized in the early portion of this, as I was provided this information as part of the person registered in the suspect's room. So, there is no conspiracy between the FBI, between LVMPD, and the MGM. Nobody is attempting to hide anything, reference this investigation. The dynamics and the size of this investigation requires us to go through voluminous amounts of information in order to draw an accurate picture. My attempt, like I stated earlier, is to give you information as I know it, unverified, to calm the public, not to establish a legal case. Everybody understand that? No questions, sir.
Las Vegas Sheriff Joe Lombardo is running scared. InfoWars was the first on Monday morning, October 2nd, 2017, to report to the world, according to our FBI sources, that they found inside the reported shooter's hotel room in Mandalay Bay ISIS and Antifa paraphernalia.
The news is lying. FBI HRT did the hit on the guy, and they found Antifa information in the room and photos of the woman in the Middle East. So he did not kill himself. The FBI hostage rescue team killed him because he was firing on them. So he did not want to be taken alive. And reportedly he did it. And it was Antifa crap everywhere. And other things I'm not supposed to mention. That is directly from the hostage rescue team, by the way, Paul.
And now the sheriff, after being threatened by the FBI, is having to double down and push the official story. This is after he signaled in the first week that there's no doubt that the mass shooter had help and that he'd clearly been radicalized.
I don't know if we have possible future prosecution. You heard me say that we're comfortable that we have the suspect in custody, but something more may come of that investigation. And I want to understand the motivation that you describe, okay, to prevent any future incidents. And, you know, did this person get radicalized unbeknownst to us? And we want to identify that source.
What we do know for 100% certainty is this. There is a massive cover-up that is now ongoing. The Sheriff's Department, under the control of the FBI and a Robert Mueller protege known for his corruption in law enforcement, have blocked conservative and independent press from the latest press conferences. On top of that, we've now learned from the victims and survivors that all of their cell phones were scooped up and everything was downloaded and then erased when it was given back to them. And other victims have been threatened to remove their videos from YouTube, Facebook, and other platforms. In fact, some of the victims that survived, who reportedly saw two shooters, have now unexplainably died. Then we have Jesus Campos, the armed security guard at Mandalay, who a full 6 minutes before Paddock supposedly opens fire out of the window on the crowd is shooting hundreds of shots down the hallway at him. He was going to be interviewed by Sean Hannity on Friday, but now he's disappeared and no one knows where he is. Ladies and gentlemen, this cover-up is massive. ISIS took responsibility, and even AP admitted that when ISIS takes responsibility, almost always they are involved. And the media demonized me for even pointing out they'd taken responsibility, and that our sources said they found evidence that Mr. Paddock and his girlfriend had traveled the Middle East. Days later, it was confirmed that he and his girlfriend had traveled many times the Middle East. InfoWars broke that information, yet again showing our sources are real and accurate inside the FBI.
Let me back up just a minute. In the early throes of this tragedy, I had advised each and every one of you that items of information were going to change. the dynamics of this investigation is far-reaching, it's wide, it's huge, and you can't expect exact answers in the early throes. My intent in the early throes were to give you the information to provide that calmness in the community to ensure that we didn't have a second player or a third player out hiding in the community intending to cause us harm.
We are doing a thorough investigation and only want to provide what is accurate to you. We will only give information that we have vetted and know to be true. I will not be speaking or answering questions on issues that we do not have the facts yet.
So we will get through that. I'm not giving you 100% satisfaction associated with what I'm going to give you today, because I think some of that's going to change. And we will not know that until we're completed with this investigation.
Again, let's be clear. We have uninjured survivors of the attack. 28-year-old women that just dropped dead who are witnesses saying there's a cover-up. Las Vegas Sheriff Joe Lombardo.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We've got all the firearms experts out there, special forces, you name it, saying clearly it's not a bump stock, it's a belt-fed light machine gun. We've got the FBI grabbing up all the surveillance footage and trying to keep it from getting on the internet, and then not releasing any of the footage from inside the casino Mandalay or from the attack that night. And then we've got the shadow of Robert Mueller. It's well known that he has stay-behind networks inside the FBI and to a great extent has control of the FBI to this day. And we have his protege, Aaron Rouse, known throughout the federal government as a very, very scary globalist operative in charge of this whole thing, glaring at the sheriff, who is clearly upset, clearly threatened, and clearly fearing for his life. This is beyond any Hollywood movie I've ever seen. This is critical. Our federal law enforcement sources cannot give us specific intel because it's classified. But when pressed, they told me Aaron Rouse, just like his boss Mueller before, covered up Islamic connections to terror attacks here in America before and basically ordered air marshals, FBI, you name it, to stop investigations. That's the info we've got, is that he is a specialist at covering up and basically enabling Islamic terror. That's really important when you see ISIS taking responsibility. And the FBI, before the bodies were even cold, Monday morning, saying, we rule this out, they weren't involved.
As this event unfolds, we have determined to this point no connection with an international terrorist group. As this investigation continues, we will continue to work with our partners to ensure that this is factually, thoroughly, and absolutely investigated to be able to bring comfort and peace back to this community.
Ladies and gentlemen, from our intel, they weren't just involved. They ran the whole operation. And this was supposed to kick off an entire cascade of attacks. We know there's a cover-up. The question is, what is the cover-up of?
There is no conspiracy between the FBI, between LVMPD, and the MGM. Nobody is attempting to hide anything, reference this investigation.
We know there's a cover-up. The big issue here is this sheriff is like a deer in the headlights. And we know the official story is now a lie. And he's coming out and saying, no, 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 trust me, it's all true. Our timeline's correct, even though all the facts show it isn't. That's why now, more importantly than ever, it's up to we the people to get the word out online and to realize that even YouTube and Facebook admit that they are censoring alternative views and research about this event. Because they don't want the independent press to continue to investigate. Those of us that questioned it on day one have now been proven right that there's a cover-up. That's why it's more important than ever that citizen journalists get involved now, especially knowing the corrupt history of the FBI, especially under the Clintons and Obama, of helping orchestrate and then cover up events like we just saw in Vegas. The good news is they were trying to use this ISIS attack to go after our Second Amendment. But because intrepid investigators and citizen journalists exposed it from day one, they've suddenly dropped all their gun control and want this story to go away. I know here at InfoWars, we're not going to let it go away. And I know out there on the ground across this country, you're not going to let it go as well. I'm Alex Jones. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. You need to pray for the sheriff because he's clearly crying out for help in all of his mannerisms, in all of his body language. And that head FBI agent in charge with his background and his MO is clearly there intimidating him and controlling what comes out. It's time for the American people to stand up and demand the truth. We're still facing a lot of corrupt forces that are dug in and entrenched. But the good news is, in 2017, everybody's got a camera and people are documenting. And there's no way when you do something in public like this to cover it up.
And so here we are on the Alex Jones Show. And here you are at InfoWars.com/show. Yeah, and it's just amazing because I've seen this before, but it's just watching that again, seeing the sheriff's body language change over time, especially on that last clip when he's talking about there is no conspiracy, there we aren't hiding anything. It's really the first time of any press conference where he's distinctively just looking straight down and talking the whole time. Usually he's making eye contact, looking up, seeming confident, and that was the first time where he couldn't even look up. And anybody who does body language analysis would tell you that means that you're lying when you can't make eye contact. Now, again, Alex talks about how it's the FBI agent that's kind of domineering over his shoulder, and it's always felt that way, just staring him down, stern. And also the FBI agent never took questions. He never really revealed anything much, honestly, and he was supposedly in charge of the investigation. I mean, where has Agent Rouse, Agent Ruse, where has his investigation led? What have we discovered? Nothing. Nothing. Just Stephen Paddock shot people from that window. Did he run back and forth? We don't even know that. They don't even tell us anything about the two windows. We get nothing. Yeah, and America's not buying it. America's not buying it one bit. So I want to take calls from the audience. Now, we've got some other news that we'll get to, too, but I just want to see where your thoughts are here as we're about 2 weeks. Wow, are we really 2 weeks removed from this? 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-ALEX. And just what do you think is going on with this? Where do you think this goes next? I think they're done and they're just going to release some official commission and they've already given us the official story. But if you've been following InfoWars for a while, you know that we've expanded our live broadcasting. We are now live 10 hours a day, and that's thanks to you going to InfoWarsStore.com and buying our products. We've got a lot of great specials going on right now. A super combo special, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium for 40% off right now. That is the super combo 40% off special. You get the BioTrue Selenium and the Survival Shield X2, two great products, two highly rated products. That special itself has a 4.9 star rating. Just that special. That's not even the products individually, which I know are both highly rated, but the special itself has a 4.9 star review with over 430 reviews. So take advantage of that special that's 40% off right now when you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Also, 40% off, Secret 12. That is our vitamin B12 proprietary formula at InfoWarsStore.com. That is also 40% off. All kinds of specials at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you buy from InfoWarsStore.com, you fund the tip of the spear and the people who are not afraid to question the official narrative. We'll be right back with your calls and more of the Alex Jones Show.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin.
Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Did you know that eyewitness reports are saying that there were shootings at the Bellagio the same night as the Vegas massacre? You don't hear that on the television news. You don't hear that in the press conferences by the Las Vegas Police Department and the FBI. And another thing I just realized when we were watching the report from Alex Jones, playing those clips, Laura Loomer was not allowed into the Friday press conference. She had been allowed in previously. She was not allowed into Friday's, and I realize it now, because Sheriff Lombardo brought up the timeline change of Paddock's arrival between the 25th and the 28th, And if Loomer was in there, she probably would have started screaming and raising hell, and they couldn't have that on national television. So that's why Loomer got banned, and it was obvious watching that for the third time and finally connecting those dots there. But yes, that's right. There were reports of shooters at Bellagio, and you also heard it in the police scanner tape of possible shooters at Bellagio. And I can't even remember, but there was a video that I covered on Friday that was a SWAT team, but I don't remember if that was going through the Bellagio or the Tropicana. So I'm going to have to actually relook into that. But regardless, here is an interview of eyewitnesses at the Bellagio reporting shooters at the Bellagio.
What happened on Sunday night caught the world by surprise, and you were there in Vegas, but you weren't at the concert. So if you could just start walking the audience through where you were at, what you were doing, and what transpired while you were there.
Well, you know, first of all, I think what needs to be said is that, you know, there were, from my perspective and what I know, there were multiple events that occurred around Las Vegas up and down the strip that night. It wasn't just, you know, centralized at Mandalay as it has sort of been put forward in all the stories that people are hearing. I mean, if I were to kind of say one statement about everything I'm about to talk about, it's, you know, my wife and I, we were in Vegas celebrating our 10th year anniversary. And on October 1st, we were involved in an incident with an active shooter at the Bellagio. And there's no mistake in my mind about that. This is something that happened, and it we were there. So we were leaving. We had just seen the Cirque du Soleil show. At the Bellagio there. It closed just after, I believe, about 11 o'clock. You know, just outside of 11, maybe about 11:10 local time. And we were walking through the casino. My wife stopped off to use the washroom. And then we decided we were going to continue through the lobby of the Bellagio. There's the beautiful ceiling, the flowers sculpture that's on the ceiling, and then they've got like a conservatory, like a gardens on the other side of the lobby there. So we crossed through the lobby under the famous flower sculpture, and we entered the conservatory. And at that point, you know, people were standing around. They were everybody had like cocktails in hand. They were kind of just hanging out. It was a very kind of jovial atmosphere at that point. You know, a big show had just let out. A lot of the audience had come out and sort of followed the same path. So people had just, they had a wonderful night, my wife and I included. And so we were taking photos in the conservatory. And all of a sudden, there was just like this crescendo of screams that started behind us in the lobby. And you could just hear screams. That's the first thing I heard. Were these screams. And then I heard somebody yell, there's a shooter, there's a shooter. And then I heard distinctly like five or six pops, like pop, 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 like unmistakably gunfire, unmistakably. It wasn't flip-flops on the floor. It wasn't, you know, the fountains outside. These were from right outside of that lobby area. And they were very distinct. I mean, I haven't been close enough to a gunshot previously to be able to conclusively say 100% that was gunfire. But in my mind, that's what a gun sounds like. From everything I've heard on, you know, television and in the movies and things of that nature, that's a gunshot. Those were gunshots. So that happened, and that was about 11:20 when we heard the shots and the screams and people yelling, and as I said, somebody yelling. That there was a shooter. So I reached back because there were, at that point, you could just hear the screams and see hundreds of people coming towards us through the conservatory, through the lobby there. You could just see them coming. So I reached back. I grabbed onto my wife's hand, and, you know, we just started moving. At that point, we didn't know what was happening. It was the unknown factor. Like, was there a team of people coming towards us? Was there one guy? Like, what was the actual event that had occurred? Like, who was shooting, and where were they coming from? So we just started running. We just started going along with everyone else. And I mean, I tell you, there's nothing there's no scarier moment that I've experienced in my life, because I thought at that point I was like, this is it. Like, how are we going to get out of this? Like, this is the end. Like, we're going to die here tonight.
So there is another eyewitness testimony, this one claiming shooter at the Bellagio after the Vegas massacre, after he said 11:20, that's over an hour after the official story says the shooting stopped from the Mandalay Bay into the Harvest 91 Festival. Now, we also went back and found this video that I had covered previously. This is, we don't need to have the audio, but if you find the B-roll, there was also SWAT team. It was at the Tropicana. A very awkward, mind you, SWAT team going through the Tropicana around the same time of the Vegas massacre. And I say it's an awkward SWAT team because they're not in uniform, at least they're not matching. And it's very strange. There's these two gentlemen behind them, and you think, okay, maybe that's private security for them, but then they break away from them at the end. There's a weird case they're talking about. He has a walkie-talkie, and then there's some weird guy in the middle with a stretcher. So, again, I don't know. It's just more weirdness, more questions, and more things that it seems to be that they're covering up. And you would think that they would at least want to mention shooters at Bellagio, because you've heard the FBI and the Las Vegas Police Department both say, here's our tip line, call us. We want to hear from eyewitnesses. We want to hear from people that might have facts and details that can help in this investigation. But I don't know if that guest on the Confessionals podcast, reposted at Infowars.com, has spoken to the FBI or anyone investigating this. The eyewitnesses that I've spoken to have said no. In fact, I haven't. So, I don't know. Do they try to call? Do they try to help with the investigation? Why wouldn't that person that was on the Confessionals podcast saying shooter at the Bellagio after the Mandalay Bay be of interest to the FBI and the Las Vegas Police Department? You would think that would be of high interest, and you would think that there would obviously be multiple eyewitnesses of that. But nothing. We don't hear anything. So we're going to take your calls on the other side. Mostly, it looks like people want to talk about Vegas. We've got some other news as well, including what Trump is doing to Obamacare. He is beginning to slash it. There are deadly wildfires still raging in California. The death toll is at 40. No one's talking about anything funky going on there, though, even though this is a wildfire, the likes of which has never been seen. And it started in 13 counties at the same time. So that's very strange. And then you have Apple showing its true colors. Apple diversity chief, whatever the heck a diversity chief is. This is only a job for the 21st century, folks, a diversity chief. Apologizes for saying white people can be diverse. That's right. I'm sorry for saying white people can be diverse. That's right out of Apple, folks. Right out of loving Apple. White people can't be diverse. So who can be diverse? So everyone that's not white, so everyone that looks the same is diverse. I mean, what is this madness? Liberalism is a mental disorder. Don't go anywhere, folks. More of the Alex Jones Show. Your calls.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride,
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex today, I'm Owen Schroyer. Steve Bannon, well, in the last interview that was in Vanity Fair, said that he says Trump has a 30% chance of completing his first term in office. And then he said, I hate to break the news to Vanity Fair editor Graydon Carter and the good folks at Vanity Fair, but President Trump is not only going to finish this term, but he will win with 400 electoral votes in 2020. And it kind of makes you wonder the way he's responding to this, if he didn't put that news out there about a 30% chance of finishing his first term as a way of charging Trump's base. So here's what I decided to do. I'm just going to pull up the electoral map, and I'm actually going to map this out. So this is how it went. We've got the votes up right here right now of Trump's 306. So let's see here. I think Minnesota, I think he's going to change Minnesota. He's going to bring some manufacturing to Minnesota. So I'm going to give him those 10. Is this thing interactive, guys? Can we change the numbers on there? There we go. All right, so we'll make that red. Maine was already on the bubble. So let's give Maine. I think Maine will go red. Go ahead with Maine. Illinois is tough. I don't know if he can overwhelm Chicago. So we'll just leave that. I think New Mexico is going to go over. I think that people down there are going to see a nice strong border. And I think that that's going to be strong for Trump going forward. Colorado. That's debatable. If Trump comes around and, I mean, he's already said states' rights for marijuana. Well, let's just leave that. What are we at right now? Like 320 or something here? What are we at here? 324? Okay. Wow. This is going to be tough for Trump to pull 400. I don't know. Virginia? I think he can pull Virginia, but even though that's laden with DC, I don't know. Virginia. What about New York? You guys think he could win New York back there, crew? I mean, he's from New York. No, the crew is saying no. The crew is saying no way he can win New York. Well, here's Bannon. So 400, that's tough. That's tough. He'd have to win New York or Illinois or perhaps both to get to 400. But that's what Bannon said. Here's a clip of Steve Bannon saying Trump will get 400 electoral votes.
Nationalist conservative revolt that's going on that drove Donald Trump to victory, that drove Judge Moore to victory, that will drive 15 candidates to victory in 2018. And I hate to break the news to Graydon Carter and the folks, good folks at Vanity Fair. But yes, President Trump's not only going to finish this term, he's going to win with 400 electoral votes in 2020.
So there's Steve Bannon saying he's going to win with 400 electoral votes in 2020. Well, I think that the Democrat Party, for all political purposes, is pretty much dead. The Republicans, I think, are going to win overwhelmingly in Congress in the midterms, and then I don't see any way Trump doesn't win again if he runs in 2020. And this is just the full-on rebuke of the establishment. It's not even about the Republican Party, because the Republican Party hasn't supported Trump really since day one. He's not getting any help from Paul Ryan, nothing from Mitch McConnell, nothing from John McCain. And even the GOP has not been with the Trump agenda step for step. So this is the full-on rebuke of the political establishment, with Trump as a beachhead and the face and voice of the movement. And so that's what President Trump has been. And I completely agree with Bannon as far as the stance. It will be a dominant victory for President Trump in 2020. Let's go to some of your calls. Guys, I can't see the caller list right now. If we could just remove that from the screen. And thank you very much. Let's start with Tony calling from New Jersey. Go ahead, Tony.
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just want to bring a little bit of dose of reality into this conversation. Okay. What happened in Las Vegas, okay, is a twofold operation. One is to stage a civil war, okay? The second one is for the assassination of President Trump. That's a definite, okay? It's part of a coup d'etat operation against the presidency of the United States. And I'm going to tell you who the people that are running it. It's the deep state leftovers of Obama and Bush. That's why I don't say it's a Democratic deep state false flag. It's a deep state false flag because it's not even about parties. Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. They're all in the same team. They're all globalists. And they will cover up Trump's assassination, okay, in the Congress and the Senate. And they will go for a police state and take away the Second Amendment. That's exactly what it's all about.
Okay, well, you're not really, I'm just trying to figure out how this leads back to the Vegas massacre. You're not really reporting anything new to us there, but how does that tie into the Vegas massacre?
Okay, well, this guy Aaron Ross that's running the cover-up,
mm-hmm.
he's an appointee of James Comey. Okay, this is the Obama people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And also, you have leftovers from Robert Mueller and the FBI, which is Aaron Ross, okay, or Roos, as they call him. And you have leftovers of John Brennan and the CIA.
So, but what's the angle? What's the angle here with the assassination and the Civil War? I'm saying, what's the angle there? That's the reason you called.
Okay, the reason is because the globalist Anglo-American financial system is bankrupt. It's finished. And the only solution is for Trump to go with Glass-Steagall and to build an economic alliance with Russia and China.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So just kind of cause all-out panic, all-out civilization collapse, and just bring in an authoritarian state because they can't prop up their fiat central banks anymore.
They can't prop up their system anymore. Yep.
All right, there might be something to that. I mean, absolutely. I mean, we already know about the corruption of Aaron Ruse, Agent Ruse, I call him. So, yeah, there's no doubt the deep state is actively engaging in acts to bring down this country. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Ashley. Thank you for the call, Tony. Let's go to Ashley in Chicago. Go ahead, Ashley.
Owen?
Hi.
Hello? Hi. I'm just curious about the globalist connection because I believe that astrology might be involved with what they're using as their tool to make their decisions. I believe that it's, I mean, you look at J.P. Morgan, he said it's not millionaires, it's billionaires who use astrology. You've got Soros who has his zodiac votes. So I'm just curious if astrology has ever been considered with all this stuff going on, if they're using that, because these people have information that I don't think we know about. I mean,
what do you mean by astrology?
Well, astrology is just an old.
No, no, no. I know what astrology is. I'm saying, how would they be using this?
I've heard J.P. Morgan talk about it. Billion. I know.
Okay. No, I see what you're saying. No, what you're saying is, and you're right. These people are obsessed with astrology, folks. It's like, okay, again, an asteroid could hit Earth and change the entire surface of Earth immediately, and people want to freak out about global warming. People know that there's other planets out there that affect this planet's climate. NASA now has to admit there's other planets out there that are huge and that affect basically the Earth's atmosphere and the Earth's rotation. And they know all this. Maybe they know something about planets and a greater rotation of planets that's beyond our just eight planets, but they don't want to tell us about it because maybe it causes a flood or something. Now, as far as what they would be doing to are you saying they time out events around great astrological happenings? Or what are you saying? Because, I mean, well, look, we've had the eclipse. We've had all these blood moons. I mean, so there's all these rare astrological events happening. Is that what you're saying? They're just timing it around the same thing?
Absolutely, because astrology gives people an idea of like a timeline. It gives more power. They know that, hey, this is going on in astrology. This is the perfect time. They plan everything around astrology. I think the people it's billionaires who use astrology. You look around, you can study it. They use this. So I'm just wondering if you guys have done any research into astrology and if it's, you know, what they're part of their plan.
All right, Ashley, you know, from Chicago, thank you for the call. Another interesting angle. We'll be right back with more of your calls. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.